how does it feel just to sort of be in that position where you could step in if you wanted to?
So it feels like a weighty responsibility. But I think I've tried to focus all along on what's my role in this. And I feel like the governor was a part of this process, not to go back in and try to evaluate, did the jury get it right? Did this review court or this court of appeals, did they get it right? But to say, did the system come off the rails somewhere? And one of the things we've tried to do is to talk to scores of people involved in this case, and then a lot, some just criminal defense attorneys who have defended people with capital punishment cases, DAs who have prosecuted people, psychiatrists, a lot of different folks. And one of the things that is you have enough of those conversations, and you ask people for their opinions, it becomes clear is a lot of people's opinions are based upon how they personally feel about capital punishment. And I just don't think that's my role. This isn't about what Bill Haslam thinks about capital punishment. It's about, did the system go off the rails somewhere? And after looking at 17 different court decisions, all of which basically have affirmed what the original jury said, I can't see a place where it came off the rails.
How do you feel about capital punishment?
Well, again, I don't think my view on this matter.
I think it does matter.
Well, but that's not my role in this. My role is not to say I'm for it or against it. Therefore, my role is to say what happened. You know, did the process work here? And again, I come back to say I can't see anywhere where the process didn't work.
And beyond the process in this particular case, I mean, you're talking about, boy, the Department of Corrections is having to go through crazy hoops just to get the drugs. And there's some, you know, people certainly try to cast doubt on everything that's involved with this. But it does seem like you have to try really hard to carry out this execution.
Well, I think it's, I mean, there's a reason this has been 33 years since the crime was committed. Is because our system provides for making certain that everything is fair and just, and that every argument gets heard. And again, that's why it's a 33-year process, which is part of the issue a lot of people have with capital punishment. Right? Is wow, if the justice is delayed that long, is it justice?